In our next segment, we'll hear Diamond Santos and Nelly Vera Martinez, students at the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hello, my name is Diamond Santos.
And hi, my name is Nelly Vera Martinez.
And today we are going to be talking about identity, culture, and single stories. Okay, Nelly, how would you identify yourself?
I identify myself as a first-generation Chicana college student.
Can you explain to me what Chicana is and how does it differ from things like Hispanic, Spanish, Latino, / Latina?
Well, Chicano means Mexican-American, so it's someone who was born here or has ethnicity roots of Mexican culture. So if their parents are Mexican or their parents before that are Mexican. So you can be a first generation, second generation, or third generation Chicano. I say I'm Chicana because I'm female. And it's under actually the Hispanic branch because it's not its own thing. Mexican Americans are part of the Hispanic group as well as Latino group because Hispanic is people who are from a country of Spanish speaking descent, or when the Spanish came and colonized their land. So that's what Hispanic is. And then Latino is more geographical, and it's more of the countries located in a certain area. So like Brazil, they're not Hispanic, but they're Latino. They speak Portuguese. Or Haiti, they're not Hispanic, but they're Latino because they're in Latin America.
Yeah. How has your identity, being Chicana, have impacted your life?
Impacted a lot of it, especially since I came from an area that there wasn't as many Chicanos like me. So from where I was from, I did have a little community of other Mexicans that I knew, but it was so small and not all of them went to my school. So when I did go to school, I was usually the only Chicana student in my class or even in my grade. So yeah, so it definitely impacted me because it made me feel a little different from everyone else, especially since my culture impacted me a lot, especially from how I grew up and how my childhood is and what I know and how I speak, especially because I knew another language and other people in my class usually didn't. And if they did, it wasn't like the Spanish. It wasn't something I could like relate with.
How has being in college now here at the University at Albany made you feel? Like, do you feel more comfortable here than you do in your previous years at other schools?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel more comfortable at UAlbany, especially since, like, here there's more diversity rather than, like, all the schools that I went to, they were more predominantly white. So here I can actually, like, relate to more people who are like me or deal with certain things that I deal with. So I have that aspect where I have some people to like relate with. But before, I only had a select few people and we'd always stick to ourselves because my whole friend group back in my old school, since we all went to a predominantly white school, usually like my whole friend group was made up of minorities. Like my best friend was Haitian, my other best friend's Mexican, all different types of people, but we were the minorities of my school.
Now that you feel more comfortable within your own identity, do you plan on continuing to express your identity among others? And do you think that UAlbany will continue to help you do that?
Definitely, especially since here at college, you meet a lot of new people. And I don't like straight out say, oh, I'm Mexican. But if the conversation comes up of like, oh, like, what's your ethnicity? And then I do talk about it. It's a great way for me to educate people about the culture and talk about it. And not only that, also talk about the differences between Hispanic, Latino, and Spanish. But yeah, and I think it's great to like show other people what my culture is and explain how things are. And yeah.
Okay, do you think the resources around the Albany area also help you be more comfortable within your culture?
It definitely does make me more comfortable, especially since around in our campus, like I said, the diversity, and there's also things called diversity in action, dialogues, stuff that the UAlbany has for students, and that, I think that's cool, and it helps people reach out and try new things and meet new people and learn about new things. So that's another aspect of UAlbany that I think is great and I think is very helpful.
I didn't know UAlbany had all these resources before, so that's pretty good for me to hear.
Okay, Diamond. Now let me ask you, how do you identify yourself?
I identify myself as a mixed American female freshman at the University at Albany who enjoys food.
Okay. You said mixed. Can you elaborate more on that? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, I am African American and I'm also part Honduran from my father's side.
Okay. All right. How do you, coming to UAlbany, like, how do you feel with your identity?
I never been comfortable with my identity from the start because I feel like people judge me before they get to know me. So I never get to say I'm African-American and Hispanic because when people see me, they automatically assume that I'm Black. They don't give me the chance to say that I am both Hispanic and African-American. So I feel like I'm still in my own bubble where I don't want to announce exactly what I am yet because nobody has ever made me feel that way. But I'm definitely interested on breaking out of that barrier here in college.
Okay. And if thinking of breaking that barrier, how do you think you'll express yourself?
Well, for starters, I won't want to give people the upper hand anymore. I'm going to announce that I am African American, but I'm also am Honduran. I'm gonna break away from the idea that when you're a specific color, you're a specific race. I'm gonna say no, I'm not just African American. I'm also Hispanic, which has been a trouble for me in the past because usually I just let people say what they want, and then when it's time for me, when I have to speak up, I'll speak up. But for the most part, I don't announce it when I come in the room, and I feel like not that I should announce it everywhere I go, but I should definitely make it more clear to others than I have done in the past.
So now, would you say that's your single story?
Yes, I definitely would consider this my single story because I once have been told that my last name is Santos, and somebody approached me and said, why do you have a Hispanic last name if you're Black? And I was completely shocked because why would I have that specific name if I'm not anywhere near that ethnicity or culture, I should say, or race? And that really hurt my feelings, and I just felt like I don't want that to happen to me or anybody else. I feel like I shouldn't make it. I don't want to feel like that, and I don't want anybody else to feel like that either. And I feel like I need to break that barrier as soon as possible because you shouldn't just assume that because of a person's skin, they're a specific race. Mm-hmm. That's why it made me ask people, I want to ask people, what are you? I don't go up to somebody and assume that they're a specific race, because if that was the case, I would have assumed that every Hispanic person is only Puerto Rican. Like before, I didn't know that there was Dominican, Ecuadorian, Mexican, and I would be... Anybody else would have been hurt if a lot of Puerto Ricans don't want to be considered Dominican because that's not what they are. Yeah. And that's how I feel. I feel like I don't want to be considered just African American when I know that I'm something else.
Okay. So how has your culture impacted you?
My culture has impacted me because being mixed, I'm interested in a lot of more different things. I eat different types of food. I listen to different types of music. Sometimes I eat Spanish food. Sometimes I listen to Spanish music. In addition to that, it makes me feel more interested and eager to meet new people and try new things. I feel like when you're only, not saying that when you're one race, you're not interested in other things, but I feel like being two races, you kind of are like, not pushed in, but like guaranteed to try different things, be a part of different people, being part of different groups, meet new people because of that. So I feel like because of the way I grew up, I'm more interested in seeing the other mixed people around me, the other music like people listen to, the other foods people can eat. Yeah. And I want to continue to do that. So I want to continue to learn more about other races and cultures.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you, Diamond, for the interview.
And thank you, Nelly, for the interview.
That was students Diamond Santos and Nelly Vera Martinez of the University at Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.